This is Jordan Seculo. Today we'll discuss the Iraq War Report and an important legislative update from Washington, D.C.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
J. Seculo Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
I will fight for the right to live in freedom.
Hey, welcome to J. Seculo Live. This is Jordan Seculo. We're taking your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. Again, 1-800-684-3110. We wanted to talk about a topic today, something that we haven't discussed much on the radio and something that's not discussed a lot on Christian radio, and that's the situation in Iraq. I was obviously just in the Middle East, as well as my dad. He's still in Europe. He was doing the radio program live from Europe yesterday. He'll be doing some more shows from there this week, from France and around different countries in Europe. We're in the Middle East. We talked about what was going on in Israel. A lot of news today with what's going on in Iraq and the military situation there, especially these rumblings that there may have been some F grades in this new Iraq report that would be coming out in September. Someone had leaked that. Then the White House said, no, that's wrong. And the Department of Defense said that's wrong, that there were changes. But we wanted to hear from you on that because we have not had a chance to discuss it much on the program. What do you think about the strategy, the war, the effort, the importance of being there and winning this battle, and also the strategy and the troop surge? It's just something we haven't discussed a lot. We wanted to talk about that, as well as some really troubling legislation that would affect our armed services serving the U.S. around the world, especially in Iraq and Afghanistan. But we want to hear from you. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. Again, 1-800-684-3110. I want to go to Drew Ryan. Drew Ryan is our Director of Governmental Affairs at the ACLJ, and Than Bennett, the Deputy Director of Governmental Affairs. They're on the broadcast today. Drew, it's really troubling legislation coming out of Washington, which we want to talk about today, about the funding of troops in Iraq, pulling out of Iraq, basically just cutting our losses and leaving without any kind of strategy for that at all, basically just saying this is when we're going to leave, telling the enemy this is how long you've got to hold out, and that's something that's happening right now in Washington, D.C.
Exactly, Jordan. And we're going to see a lot of these amendments come up during what is known as the Department of Defense reauthorization, basically the funding of the troops. There are four amendments that I think the Democrats are going to go after. Basically the left, the MoveOn.org crowd, the left that wants to pull us out of Iraq. And the two that you kind of just mentioned are one from Senator Carl Levin, who is the chairman of Armed Services on the Senate side. He wants to set a timetable for the withdrawal of the troops that basically would begin with the passing of what he is calling Senate Resolution 9, that would begin 120 days from the passage of that resolution and have to be completed by April 1st of 2008. I mean, they want to move fast on this. And then most interestingly is that of Senator Harry Reid, the majority leader there on the Senate side, who said, we would never cut off funding. We, the Democrat majority, would never cut off funding for our troops. Yet he is putting forward an amendment with Senator Russ Feingold from Wisconsin that basically would do that, that would begin to cut off funding from American troops and would force them to withdraw from Iraq. So a lot of action going on this week here in D.C. concerning the war in Iraq.
Folks, we want to talk to you about it. 1-800-684-3110. What is your opinion on the efforts in the war and the president, the strategy of the White House, the strategy of the Department of Defense, the military, the surge? What do you think? I know there's been a lot of changing minds, and people have really had a tough time dealing with what they feel is the best thing to do here. I'm in Virginia Beach, right near Norfolk, Virginia, which is Oceana, one of the largest naval bases in the world. So we, of course, here every day feel that there's what's going on in the war, and friends and family from around this area as well as across the country have men and women who have gone over 5 and 6 times to Iraq and Afghanistan in just the past 4 or 5 years. So we're talking about a major situation. We want to hear from you, 1-800-684-3110. And it ties right into the chaplain's effort that we're working on, which is to make sure still that chaplains have the right to do their job. After the July 4th holiday, we wanted to start this campaign up again to make sure that we didn't let this fight go away and make sure that those chaplains who are serving in Iraq on the front lines and serving in Afghanistan, just as while there's members of Congress trying to take funding away from our troops, and you're going to hear something in a second when we come back from this break about the new rules of engagement that the left wants to engage in. We want to hear from you. Stand up for the right for chaplains to do their job. 877-989-2255 is our toll-free number to join the petition. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
Now more than ever, our men and women who serve in the military deserve our gratitude, our respect, and our prayers. And those who serve in the military should be able to turn to their chaplains for prayer. But there's a problem. The freedom of military chaplains to pray according to their faith is now threatened. It's a troubling development, one that must be met head-on. That's why the American Center for Law and Justice is backing an effort spearheaded by North Carolina Congressman Walter Jones to urge President Bush to direct Defense Secretary Gates to issue new regulations to protect the constitutional right of military chaplains to pray according to their faith. That means ensuring chaplains can pray in the name of Jesus. Stand with the ACLJ and sign on today to the petition to protect military prayer. Send an important message to President Bush. Sign the petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. The petition to protect military prayer. You can also add your name online at ACLJ.org.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
This is my right, a right given by God, to live a free life.
To live. Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We're talking about really freedom in Iraq and the freedom of its citizens, its liberty. Do they want that? Which is something that people are starting to question now because of the infighting there. Is there going to be civil war in Iraq? What is the best strategy? How is the surge going? We have not discussed this on the program before, but I wanted to have an open forum where people could discuss what was going on in Iraq on Christian radio, because obviously we have compassion for those in Iraq who are trying to do the right thing, as well as our prayers and thoughts with all of those who serve in our armed forces, the men and women who have been to Iraq many times in Afghanistan and around the world, fighting for our liberty and freedom and fighting for the freedom and liberty of others. So we wanted to hear from you. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. The lines are full, but keep calling. We want to have you on the program today. A lot of calls coming in. Before I get to those calls, I want to go to Than Bennett, the ACLJ's Deputy Director of Governmental Affairs. Than, we just talked about some new language coming out of the Senate that would stop the funding for our troops in Iraq. Basically, if that got through, that would mean that the troops would have to pull out because there would be no money to keep fighting. But there's more legislation, Than, that really turns our U.S. armed forces into policemen, with Miranda rights and all these different things. They've got to consult lawyers. And the rules of engagement have really been a big discussion with the battle in Iraq and in general with the Middle East, because we're fighting a terrorist organization most of the time. Israel felt this during the second Lebanese war last summer because they tried to implement a new rules of engagement. But when you're fighting terrorist organizations, very difficult to do so. And Than, this new legislation coming from the left is very troubling.
Jordan, you're absolutely right. It's all part of the same legislative package that Drew was talking about, the Defense Authorization Bill. And really, one of the keys to winning a war like we're in Iraq is the ability to detain those that would seek to harm American troops. And what is happening right now is the left is pushing language that would give these unlawful enemy combatants increased rights. It would give them more rights to attorneys, more access to trials, and probably most troubling, it gives them direct access to classified information. The counsels for these detained combatants would have direct access to U.S. classified information, and the detainee himself would have to be given a summary of that classified information. So it leaves the United States in a position where they have to either release this information or release the detainee. In many cases, that detainee is just going to go right back out and harm American troops.
We want to hear from you, 1-800-684-3110. And as we're talking about what's going on in Iraq, I think it's important to discuss our effort in Washington, D.C. to make sure the chaplains continue to have the ability to do their job. Now, remember, we have been fighting this battle for a long time, still asking for that executive order for the president. There have been many hurdles overcome. And chaplains do have the ability to do more than they were when we started this campaign. And we have gotten some new safeguards by some branch of the military that have been very effective. But we want to continue to push for that executive order from President Bush. 877-989-2255. Remember, folks, these chaplains are serving in Iraq on the front lines. They're in Afghanistan. They're around the world with our armed forces, serving in their role as chaplains. We want to make sure they have the right and the ability to do the job the way they were trained. 877-989-2255 is our toll-free number to join our petition. The Chaplain's Freedom Campaign is what we're calling it. It's a petition to protect military prayer. 877-989-2255. Or go to aclj.org and sign the petition online. Kate is calling from California on line 3. Kate, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi.
Hey, Kate, you're on the air.
Hi. I just got back. I was there in Israel with y'all.
Great.
It was very enlightening trip as far as our position and our power and the importance of us being there. And I just think that it's so completely selfish and impossible to pump us.
Hey, Kate, we're starting to lose you on the cell, but. I heard what you were saying, which was how important it is for the U.S. to be involved in Israel, specifically the Middle East, for not only our protection, but for the protection of the really only true democracy in the Middle East and Israel. But again, talking about Iraq, and of course, Kate got to see firsthand what it was like to be on a border that was guarded by Hezbollah, with the Hezbollah flags flying just, 50 yards away from the border that we were at on the Israeli border with Lebanon. I mean, there they are, the Hezbollah flag, the Party of God flag written in Arabic is right there. You see it with your own eyes and know that these terrorist groups are around the world, and the same groups that are going after Israel would like to go after the United States as well, and they are. They're doing it against our troops in Iraq, which is why we wanted to talk about the debt today on the program. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us about it. Jerry is calling from Wisconsin on line 6. Jerry, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks.
I support the surge in Iraq for now, but I don't think the Democrats are really that morally obligated to support the surge or to support the military in Iraq any more than Republicans were obligated to support the military, the troops in Bosnia. Republicans disagreed with that war. They thought it was bad policy, and I think it's perfectly fine for Democrats to come to the same conclusion if it's bad policy to oppose the war in Iraq.
Well, I think, Jerry, maybe you're misunderstanding. Well, I'm not saying that the debate is wrong to have in the country, especially when you're in a serious military conflict, and I don't think anyone on the program has said that today. What I am concerned with is efforts by the left, and I'm not classifying it as partisan because there are some on the right, there are some Republicans, there are some Democrats who oppose it, there are some that support it, so it goes both ways, but it is an effort by the far left for the most part to defund our troops. And at that point I say, if the American people and if the Congress and the President have decided to go into this battle, and we have, to defund our troops, to leave them with nothing so that they have to return, seems like a very bad idea. To increase the rules of engagement against terrorist organizations. These are groups that strap bombs to children to blow up American soldiers, and young women to blow up American soldiers, and give guns to little kids to shoot at our American soldiers. To change the rules of engagement, to change all these different efforts, seems completely just an attack on our armed forces and something bad for them, regardless about how you feel about the actual war in Iraq. Attacking our troops seems absolutely ridiculous and hurting our troops. Now, I want to go back to Drew Ryan because, Drew, you talk about the rules of engagement, the funding. This is something that has been talked about for the past couple of years, really. But with the changes in Washington, D.C., the politics coming out with the 2008 election and different candidates talking about it, this is very real this time. And the way the press has shown Iraq and some of the troubling news that's possibly in this report has turned the American people. I mean, no one can say anything about that. The polls show that the American people are concerned about the efforts there. So this legislation to defund troops and to increase the rules of engagement, this has very real chances of getting bipartisan support. It's not just a Democrat-Republican issue, though it is obviously pushed heavily by the left.
Without a doubt, Jordan. And recently, I mean, we've seen some key Republicans on the Senate side, Dick Lugar being one of them, senator from Indiana, coming out and questioning the success of the surge. Now, something that I want to say is, the troops that were all requested by General Petraeus, our commanding general over there, the troops that he requested for the surge have only been on the ground completely for about 2 weeks. So we won't see any kind of positive results from the surge probably at least for another couple of months. So to say that the surge is a failure right now and to set a timeline, I don't know. I think it's a little earlier. And one thing I want to mention, Jordan, is yes, this timetable resolution is a very real threat to the American troops. It only lost by 2 votes when it came up in March. They want to bring it back because the Democrats do, because they think they might get a few more votes and be able to set that timeline, which is something that the left, their allies on the left, have been pushing for from the very beginning, and which led into that the results of the 2006 election. Which groups like Move On now want to hold Democrats responsible for and say, hey, we helped you get elected. Now we want to see results. We want to see a timeline for the troops to get out of Iraq. So it's going to be a real push here in the next couple of days.
It's troubling stuff. Of course, it is being discussed in the media. We haven't had a chance to get into it as much on the program, which is why I wanted to talk about it today and give everyone a chance to talk about it. Let's go right back to the phone. Shannon's calling from Indiana on line 6. Shannon, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hello.
Hi, Shannon. You're on the air.
All right. I just wanted to mention that, I mean, when we started this, we went over there last time, and we promised them that we wouldn't leave when we left them.
Right.
And then now we're promising, we promised them again when we went back this time that we wouldn't leave them, and then now we're talking about pulling them out again. And if we pull them out again, then, I mean, they're all going to turn against us. And then it's all, I think at the war, we end up moving over here then.
And I think, well, Shannon, listen, your second comment about the war moving here is truly troubling, and something that a lot of strategists have talked about and said, yes, the course in Iraq is tough. Yes, we pay a high price for our freedoms here with the lives of the soldiers from the American military and the casualties that the military has had because of our battles. But at the same time, it does keep the fight there. And many have talked about that. To your first point about pulling out, you know, here's the problem is we have a country which could likely go into civil war between 3 major factions, all armed, all military, that could go to war in the streets. But then some have discussed maybe that's what it takes to get a democracy going there is a struggle. But the problem is we're right in the middle of it right now, I think, Shannon, and that's the new strategy is how do we operate for the next year and for these next months before this major report comes out about what's been going on in Iraq. We want to hear from you. 1-800-684-3110 is our number if you want to talk to us on the program. As we're talking about Iraq and the situation there and the rights of our troops and the funding of our troops there, it's an important time to also join our petition to protect military prayer, to fight for the chaplain's right to do the job that they were trained to do. Remember, folks, these chaplains are there. They're on the front lines in Iraq and Afghanistan and around the world. They face those same terrorists who are putting children with bombs and women with guns firing at them in the streets. Those chaplains are there and they need to be able to do their job. 877-989-2255 is our toll-free number to join our petition to protect military prayer. 877-989-2255 or go to aclj.org and sign the petition online.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world. Now more than ever, our men and women who serve in the military deserve our gratitude, our respect, and our prayers. And those who serve in the military should be able to turn to their chaplains for prayer. But there's a problem. The freedom of military chaplains to pray according to their faith is now threatened. It's a troubling development, one that must be met head-on. That's why the American Center for Law and Justice is backing an effort spearheaded by North Carolina Congressman Walter Jones to urge President Bush to direct Defense Secretary Gates to issue new regulations to protect the constitutional right of military chaplains to pray according to their faith. That means ensuring chaplains can pray in the name of Jesus. Stand with the ACLJ and sign on today to the petition to protect military prayer. Send an important message to President Bush. Sign the petition now. Call
1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. The petition to protect military prayer. You can also add your name online at ACLJ.org.
Welcome back to the program. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. We're talking about the situation in Iraq. The terrorist threat that our troops really face there is they're fighting these terrorist organizations. The three factions there, you've got the Shia, the Shia Muslims, you have the Sunni Muslims, you have the Kurds in the north, all fighting each other, as well as many fighting our troops to carve out their portions of that country for themselves and their own autonomous rule. And people have wondered whether the minute that we pull our troops out, whether there would be a massive civil war, massive casualties in Iraq, and whether or not that's something that just has to happen, whether there has to be some kind of agreements there. What can the U.S. troops do about it? How is the surge working? And what do you think about what's going on in Iraq? Our number, 1-800-684-3110. I want to go right to the phones. We have a lot of calls coming in. Mike is calling from Nevada on line 3. Mike, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, I was, let me see if I can get this across succinctly. Well, first of all, we're seeing the war move into Europe, like in France with all the bombings, and right. Of course in Great Britain, and I don't know about Germany or anywhere else, but I'm wondering is if possibly Europe is, if we're going the opposite direction of Europe in this fight, if maybe Europe, seeing how destructive the Muslims really are, if they may rethink this and want to put more troops in Iraq where we really need them.
Right. Well, I think here's the problem, Mike, and I we saw what happened to Tony Blair in England. We saw what's happened in Spain. To their president there after the bombing attack in Spain that happened, a pullout of Iraq and a change in leadership there. And I want to go to Drew Ryan because, Drew, that has been a problem, whereas when the United States was attacked, we responded with force. When some of these countries in Europe, Spain specifically, was attacked, they responded by pulling their troops out and changing their entire leadership. Tony Blair came under a ton of scrutiny his final months in office as Prime Minister of the U.K., because of his decision to stay the course with the president and to keep the fight against terrorism going. And you've seen what's happened in the UK being targeted by these doctors that were terrorists who were trying to blow up hospitals and blow up the airport. Drew, it's very troubling what you see happening. Now, France has a new president who is more conservative, who is interested in working. Sarkozy is his name. He's interested in working with the United States government and much more friendly to the U.S. government than those in the past in France have been. But to ask the Europeans right now, Drew, to get involved in this fight is very difficult to do because of the reports coming there, especially from how the media and as well as the politicians in their own countries have used this issue to divide their countries and to really politicize it within as a somewhat anti-American attack as well.
Well, the question is, Jordan, as far as the media goes, and you just mentioned it, is it the media's job to shape the debate and kind of move it in the direction they want to go, or simply report the facts? Because right now we're seeing a lot of media stories saying the surge is failing. And the question was, do we continue down the path that we have been on? And that is winning the fight over there. And you said there is that difference between the route that some of the European nations have taken versus the path that the United States is on. And that was Than and I had the opportunity to sit in on some meetings with senior Senate staffers, and we were in one this morning, and the question was raised, is our primary duty over there in Iraq to set up an Iraqi government that works, or is our primary responsibility over there to beat al-Qaeda? And I would say, just personally, our responsibility is to beat al-Qaeda, because if we don't beat them there, Jordan, this is a different kind of opponent that we have never faced before. I know one of our earlier callers talked about the engagement that U.S. troops were in Bosnia. That was simply a peacekeeping mission. This mission over in Iraq, I think the primary responsibility for our American troops is to beat terrorism. You have the terrorist leaders that are saying, we want to win, and we want to win here in Iraq, because if we win here, we will be able to go over to the United States and begin fighting them over there. So I think, really, we've got to toe the line right now, supporting our troops to beat terrorism. And what the terrorists have said, this is our last stand. We must win in Iraq for us to continue our fight against the United States. So it's a lot is at stake right now.
Right. And as Drew said, that the terrorists know that, and you see how they're fighting so hard in Iraq, being funded by Iranian government, the Syrian government, Hezbollah, Hamas, Al-Qaeda. They're all operating there, attacking our U.S. troops and causing more of an insurgency because of the way that they encourage their members and those that have their same religious beliefs to attack our troops and to attack U.S. interest or Western interests that are in Iraq. As we're talking about this issue of Iraq, and we have not had a chance to talk about it before on the program, what I wanted to do was make sure that y'all know that we are continuing our fight for chaplains to have the ability and the right to do their job and to protect military prayer. Remember, folks, these chaplains are serving across the country. They're in Iraq. They're in Afghanistan. They're on the front line. They face the same insurgent groups who are funded by Iran as all of our other troops. They are there. We want to make sure they have the right to do their job. 877-989-2255. 877-989-2255. Or go to aclj.org. and sign the petition to protect military prayer online. Chris is calling from Virginia on line 6. Chris, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hey, Chris. I'm actually from Chesapeake, so right down the road from you guys.
Oh, great.
And anyway, I wanted to ask you, I want to say two things. First, I wanted to ask you, you were talking about the new rules of engagement. Well, the way you're describing it, it sounded kind of like a new framework for the Guantanamo Bay detainees. Is that correct, or is it more specifically towards Iraq?
Oh, I think it goes right in line with Guantanamo. And Chris, let me go to Than Bennett, because Than, you had discussed some of these new rules that have been proposed by those on the left that would really make our military men and women who are serving in armed conflicts act more like police officers, Miranda rights and things like that. Obviously, it affects what's going on in Guantanamo and it affects our efforts around the world.
You're right, Jordan. In fact, I mean, as we've talked about on the show here, and as the callers have indicated, kind of the underlying issues here are certainly up for debate. Our overall strategy in Iraq, should we be over there? When should we come out? Those kind of things are open for debate. But one thing that we should all agree on is that our troops, when they're over there in harm's way, should be protected. And part of the plan, along with the timelines that is being pushed by the left right now, is increased rights for the detainees that have been proven to harm American citizens. You're talking about giving them access to trials and to attorneys, you know, possibly closing Guantanamo Bay and moving those detainees to American soil where they would be surrounded by American citizens. So I think we're moving away from a debate of whether or not we should be in Iraq and into one of whether or not we are going to support our American troops by giving these detainees more rights than really they deserve after proving that they're going to harm American citizens.
Folks, it is important. It's an important discussion that we have talked about a lot on this program. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. I think we may be talking about this more later in the week. It's something we have not had a chance to get to. I thought it was important to give everyone an opportunity to talk about it on the program. And I want to go back to Drew Ryan, because Drew, we talked about today what's going on in Iraq, this reports, the surge, of course, the daily conflict. We see it on the news. We see the bad things. Sometimes we don't see the good things that are happening there as much as we probably should. But we do know that there is, you know, large loss of life, both Iraqi civilians and our men and women who are serving, fighting for their freedom and liberty in Iraq and around the world. And Drew, we have those chaplains there. And we've only got about a minute left, but those chaplains are there on those front lines, which is why we are still fighting so hard to make sure, Drew, those chaplains have the right to do their job as they serve with our armed forces right on the front lines facing the same terrorists who want to disrupt things in the United Kingdom and Iraq and for our U.S. troops.
That's right, Jordan, because they serve a valuable purpose for the troops. And some people are probably asking, why are we still talking about this? So while things have reversed back to a square one, there is still kind of a gray area as to what chaplains can or cannot do. So we are still fighting for an executive order from the president, and we want our listeners to stay engaged on this because it's very important for chaplains to be able to pray according to the faith dictates of their endorsing agency. So it's something that we're still very engaged on and still working for.
Folks, there are two easy ways to join our petition to protect military prayer and to make sure that chaplains have the freedom and the ability to do the job the way they were trained. You can call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255, and join the petition to protect military prayer. That's 877-989-2255. 2255. Now, you can also go to ACLJ.org. You can read the petition online at ACLJ.org. You can sign it there. You can email it out to your friends and family so that they can sign it as well. So ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.